Are you ready?
Hometowns!
So you are ready.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah. You guys, in the way that art imitates life, imitates art, we too have to say goodbye to Jess.
Oh no.
It's true.
Our bird bones.
No, do not call her that. Our Jess is unavail. She's currently participating in feminism, which we support.
Which we?
Full heart.
If there's anything on this podcast that we are, it's a feminist.
It's offensive. So this is We Hate the Batch.
And it's just Thomas and Joel, no Jess.
Just the lads.
This podcast just got 0% straight.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Gay lads. Glads. So it's hometown week.
It is hometown.
Which is a very structured episode, which is great for us.
You're gone, don't worry.
Normally, our structure keeper is Jess.
Yep.
So we hope that we stay on track. No promises.
It's impossible to not be on formula because the formula is provided for us so clearly.
Okay, well, should we just jump right in?
Die?
To the shower? Because we start the episode with another moment of Zach washing.
He looks naked in this one, also.
He looks fully
like,
naked.
More than the others.
It's also kind of shadowy, more so than previous, so you can't actually see much.
And at one point, the camera pans down, and you don't see a waistband.
No.
And I was like, show us that micropenis, baby.
Show us that shall cross.
Shrimp.
I shall bear your shall cross. No. Okay, so we're jumping in.
Yeah.
Going to Pittsville.
No, Pittsford.
Whatever.
It's called Pittsville. We like calling it Pittsford.
Oh, is that like Pittsburgh?
No, Pittsford is right. Pittsville is what we call it.
Okay. I thought it was Pittsville. We're in Vermont.
The most boring place on earth.
We're in Vermont with Gaby. I was shocked that she's first.
I'm just going to stop you really quick and ask you, if I was to show you a blank map of the United States, could you point to Vermont?
I know where Vermont is.
Oh, do you?
It's east. North. Of? New York. No, west of New York.
Okay. East of?
Eastern U.S. I will say, I'm not going to lie, earlier because of all the drag bill that just went through in Tennessee, political, I just learned today where Tennessee is on a map of the U.S. And then I was like, why is it so skinny and flat?
Yeah, it's small.
I did not think it was east. I thought it was central. It's very to the east. So, you know what? I've said it on this podcast once, and I'll say it again. I feel like my Canadian education was very Canadian-centric.
And that's fine with us.
Especially when it comes to geography, which was a bit of a miss, I think, because I didn't learn very much about anything else.
They don't know.
They don't know us?
Name two provinces.
Yeah, thank you. Toronto? No. we're in Vermont.
We're in Vermont.
Which is apparently, the only thing about it is that it's maple. Which is our thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit offended right off the top. Maple, classically, whenever they do a Canadian date on any of these, all it is hockey and maple syrup.
And poutine.
And poutine.
Don't forget Serena P's date with.
So why are they taking our thing? Gaby.
Like, just say you want to be us.
So they start the date, they go, they drill some warm holes.
First of all, they run and jump.
I wanted to skip over it.
Jess, don't worry. We're just trying to ignore it. There was a run and jump.
Run and jump accountability right here from T.
I need PTSD, like fucking traumatic therapy.
I think I didn't see it, to be honest, even though I was watching.
I just black out during that time.
Well, also because I didn't have I was watching. We watched the Monday night episode alone and we watched the Tuesday night episode just now.
Correct.
So we normally, when the run and jump happens, there is shrill screams from you and Jess. This week I did not have that experience, so I missed it.
You didn't just hear my groan seething across the city of just, oh my God.
I mean, I've been there too, but I didn't notice. So they're on a maple syrup farm.
We're tapping trees.
We're tapping some trees. We're drilling warm holes. But they're not deep enough.
He's so afraid of any sort of...
And she's going in with all these innuendos.
Obsessed with it.
And I love that from her.
He hates it.
Because she's... Remember, was she the one that said marijuana?
Yes. Yes, she did.
So she's like our girl.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Don't tell Jess.
Don't tell Jess.
But she is my girl now.
I know. I think she's the winner.
Yeah.
But anyways. Zach offends all of Vermont in one moment. during a maple syrup tasting.
I've set up a tasting of 4 syrups, and only one of them is bad.
One of them is a fake syrup, basically, like, I don't know, pancake syrup, she said?
Yeah, quote-unquote, non-denominational, no-name Aunt Jemima,
yes.
Which is also very racially insensitive
charged.
And racist.
Charged, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so they have a maple syrup tasting, and Zach picks the poorest syrup, the
so
poorest quality syrup.
I would too.
I know the difference, but I do like pancake syrup. It's
yeah.
delicious. He also then goes on to tell us about his favorite topping on pancakes, which is yellow mustard. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know, but if I didn't hate white people before.
And her guess was mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That was, Gaby was like, mayonnaise? Which I think was a good guess.
Embarrassing.
And potentially more delicious on a pancake than mustard. And I love mustard.
I'd rather choke than have either.
Yeah, gross.
Disgusting.
So basically this date is, so far, is condiment wars.
Condiment wars and the inability to make a funny joke about sex.
Yeah, like there were a lot of opportunities.
He's so uncomfortable.
He missed all of them.
But like, what is it then? Is he a virgin, but not a Colton virgin? Is he a Colton virgin? Gay. Or
I mean,
does he have a micropenis?
We know.
Like, we know it's one of the three.
Or 2 out of 3.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I think he's gay.
It could be 3 out of 3.
I think he's gay.
He has
a small penis.
He could be a gay virgin with a small penis.
Ugh. At 25.
Just quit while you're behind.
Rough.
Am I right?
Can't wait for that book deal.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just call Colton. He'll walk you through it. Okay, so we go to meet the family. And we meet her sister, who's like her twin.
Yeah.
They look so alike, and they're so plain.
Very Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio, but a Vermont, yeah.
Just bland.
Yeah.
I love how her mom is, like, immediately, like, rational and practical, but, like, wants the best. Like, a good mom.
She did a good job of being a mom on the show.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And then the dad was my favorite part because he was just crying the whole time.
Just crying.
He's just this big lug of a dude and he's just crying.
Supports the format.
We
is not him. Afraid of the format of the show.
I would say the format is the dads being dicks.
No, I mean loves the format of finding a man and marrying him in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
He's very okay with that.
He's okay with it because he trusts Gaby, his daughter that he named Gaby.
I do love pretty early on too. We get the canned, you know, Zach, can we go chat away? And it comes from her like troll thumb of a brother.
Yeah.
He's so.
Do they all have a brother?
He's such a potato. Correct. They all have brothers. I could rate them right now for you.
Yeah.
He's at the bottom.
He's 4.
He's not even on the rating.
No.
Unfortunately.
So one thing I noticed, this one kind of went by quickly, I felt, because it was the first one. I think they were just getting through it because it wasn't that exciting.
What's funny is I think the only one that had a lot of time was Ariel.
Yes. Yeah, because they did like 10 events.
Yep.
But one thing that I really wanted to say was Gaby keeps talking about how she's having such a hard time being vulnerable.
Yep.
But then she's like actually such a good communicator.
Yep.
And is literally the only one that's being clear.
Mm-hmm.
So she says to him, like, don't forget about me. Because she knows she's the first one. And, like, it's
so
real. She said she's really happy to be here, but that this process just hurts.
It's so real.
It was, like, actually.
I kind of really like
I really,
Gaby
she
kind of
won me in that
yeah,
moment.
Me too.
Because she's correct. This is hard. And, like, I think a lot of of course, you want to be strong and blah, blah, blah. But, like, they're all crying so much anyways. Just lean in.
Yeah. Just me leaning in. Please don't go.
Don't forget about me, Jess. We won't forget about you.
Never. Just bring back the body glitter when you come.
I was thinking about our Jess.
I know, me too.
Yeah, bring the glitter from your feminist book club. Okay, so.
Yeah, I just Zatch with a fresh fade and Gaby with some realism.
Yes.
I'm really kind of shipping it.
However, she did not tell him about her feelings.
Shocking.
Which is kind of a key thing for hometowns.
Correct.
I would say if you've already said you're falling in love or you're in deep like or whatever the crescendo of emotions is, this is the point to say you're falling.
Yeah.
If you're falling. And it's not the moment to hold back.
Yeah.
And only 2 out of 4 said they were falling. So, and one of them was not Gaby. So I was a little bit concerned.
Some of these girls and Alicia Keys, they do not keep on falling.
They do not keep on falling. Okay, so let's go to Ariel.
Oh,
time for New York.
First of all,
somewhere interesting.
First of all, I don't even remember what Gabby was wearing, but I know what Ariel was wearing. See-through sheer camouflage dress.
I
was like, can I have that? Can I wear that?
I
loved her outfit. She looked so fucking good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, like I really want like the shirt version of that. Like the sheer sleeves, you know?
I'm sure you've got the shirt.
I mean, I might have it. Or something like close.
Your mesh shirt for sure.
Yeah, but it's not camo.
I know.
So for she really leans into what he likes first.
Smart.
The za.
Yeah.
So they're in New York, so they go for pizza.
Not frozen though.
Not frozen, not Delizio. Actual pizza. So she immediately nails it on his love language.
Yep.
Which I think was smart because then she flips the script and goes, her culture.
She goes, by the way, I'm a Jew.
I'm a Ukrainian Jew. And we're going to do Jewish things.
I love that.
I want to go to a deli in New York.
I would.
I want to eat all the meats.
Yeah.
Not the gefilte fish.
I was just about to say.
I've had it.
It's disgusting.
It's not for me.
It's not for me. Gefilte fish is like the Cab Merlot blend barefoot winery version of like three of the shittiest fish.
Yes. Is it a blend of fish?
Yes, it's carp and pike and like the most useless, boring, flavorless fish.
And it can be like kind of gelatinous or it could be kind of pickled, but then it's still gelatinous.
Neither are delectable in my eyes.
Yeah, I have been at many a Jewish dinner my ex.
You have.
And I have tried this more than once, and neither of the times I enjoyed.
Who, by the way, I saw on Grindr recently.
Oh, is he straight now?
Bi. Fully identifies as bi. Yeah. So, thought you'd like that one.
I know. This has been reported. I'm not going to give you my sources. Literally, by the end of this date, I was like, Ariel's a fucking star.
Legend.
I want Ariel to plan my trip to New York.
Yep.
Like, tomorrow, I'm going.
I do love that she's like, so this is a speakeasy.
Yes. And bad lighting.
Horrible lighting.
It was so dark in there.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Somehow, she looked amazing still. You couldn't even see his face. But, like, she looked so good in this, like, horrible speakeasy lighting.
And they both ordered the new skinny margarita of the 2023, which is an espresso martini for each of them.
Is that trendy right now?
Yeah, it's like the new thing.
I mean, was it ever not?
Well, I think it's like the new Aperol Spritz. Because the Aperol Spritz is the new skinny margarita.
Was the skinny margarita ever trendy?
Are you blind?
I've never had one.
First of all, it's all I order, so...
Where?
The one place I go for
Bethany Frankel's? Do you like that? I understand.
Yes.
Hello. Have I been listening? I've gone down a notch. I've been listening to you guys too much.
No, but it's true. The espresso martini is like the new like Aperol Spritz.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I will say that I don't normally prescribe to cocktail trends because normally I just drink gin. But if there was a gin trend, I'd be in there. But off the IPA.
Fair.
Give me a hangover. I'm 35.
Are you done crying now when you're drunk?
No. So Zach gets warned in advance about her brother because her brother had previously threatened to beat up her ex.
Which everyone does as a joke.
Yeah.
And then you meet him and you go, oh, he was serious.
But yeah, brother Bobby is terrifying.
But he also was putting it on.
Yeah.
It's so insufferable.
But he was like horrible.
Yeah, but Zach is also such a pussy boy.
And handled himself.
I think not very well.
I think good enough.
He was like tripping over his words and like, well, you know.
Well, okay. The question was the question was like, why should she pick you?
Incredible question that he did not prepare for.
Yeah. Whoever prepped him for this, Ariel certainly did not prep him for that one. But you know, in a sense, that should be one of the easiest questions to answer, but he flopped on it.
Oh, I can cook.
Was the end of his
also,
answer?
Also, no, he can't because he loves frozen pizza.
Thank you. Yeah, you've proven to us that your version of cooking is heating shit up.
And I also love that it's like, well, you know, there's only so many girls left and whoever wins gets all of my heart.
Okay.
Okay, and is that Ariel?
But I do think it's weird when the family expects, like, reassurance.
Well...
when they also are highly aware and... talking about the fact that there are still four women in the game.
And this is the problem, is it's the weird, like, liminal space of you have to convince their parents that you are like all in without saying it to anyone. And then being okay to just be like, well, I'm off to see the next girl.
Yeah, I am glad this round of hometowns, nobody like asked for their daughter's hand or, you know what I mean? Like, oh. I fucking hate that shit. There's four women left and you're gonna like, oh yes, I do agree that you can marry my daughter. Fuck off. Like, I met you for 45 minutes, gave you a bouquet of flowers, we had a cocktail and I'm out. Like, you don't know me.
No.
No, you can't give your blessing. Mm-hmm. I understand. It's usually, a lot of times it's from the angle of like, I trust my daughter. And if she, you know, and I get that. And that's great. And that sounds lovely and communicative. But it's not real life. So.
Have your parents ever disliked a partner of yours?
Not really. I mean, I've dated some weird people.
So have I.
Yeah. They also haven't met that many.
Yeah, might have met none.
Right. So then how would you have a frame of reference?
Yeah.
None?
None.
Oh, interesting.
On FaceTime?
I've never met your dad.
Yeah, but no one's met my dad.
Well, then how can you say, oh, my partner hasn't met my dad? Okay, well, if no one has ever met your dad.
Okay,
does he even exist?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, yeah. Just kidding.
We love you, Dad. So yeah, Brother Bobby, very scary. Her dad.
Sorry, also, big shout out to him dropping the buzzword of, this is a pretty unorthodox method. I was like, slay, diva!
He said it twice.
I know.
I was like, okay, cool.
Really leaning in there.
Yeah, I did pick up on that. And I was not going to bring it up.
I had to.
I know. So yeah, obviously her dad is like hyper skeptical as well. But again, said he trusts Ariel.
When's my sister's birthday?
I actually think dad was so cute.
He was very cute.
Yeah, he was really nice. And like, you can tell like that's her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also like started sobbing when she walked in.
Yes.
She like loves her dad.
And like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But like, what's my sister's birthday?
I don't know.
No, Zach doesn't know Ariel's birthday.
Of course not. He's met them for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And all they've done is make out and hit each other with leaves on a one-on-one and get in a sauna. So of course not.
And just get so intimidated by her.
I will say, I assume her favorite color is a jewel tone.
No, it's black. For no. Sure.
Camo. Her favorite color is camo. Okay, so their date ends well, but again, she doesn't say anything about falling in love. No, she does not.
What does she say?
Like, can't wait to see you next week.
Mm.
Ciao.
She doesn't have to say it. She's so confident.
Ciao, ciao. That's hello and goodbye in Italian. Just to let you know.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're skipping on down the coast to Columbus, Georgia.
Georgia.
Not Ohio.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about these people, but they really love an O.
Mm.
A very... Charity and her fam and friends.
Her friends all pronounce the same way.
Yeah, I've never heard this accent before.
No, it's...
Because it doesn't sound Southern or Georgian to me.
No.
It's not like Atlanta.
It's kind of like the Valley Girl of the South.
Sure.
It kind of gives me like...
And you know what? I don't think we really heard any men speaking.
Her brother, barely.
Barely. But like her girlfriends were all pronouncing words the same way. And I was like, oh, it's a very unique accent.
Yeah.
Very regional.
The Valley Girl of the South.
Valley Girl of the South.
I've named it.
I've never even heard of Columbus, Georgia. Didn't they go to Did Queer Eye go there? Probably. I didn't watch that. I know they went to terrible places. So she looks incredible in this chartreuse halter.
Oh my god!
Chartreuse halter.
She looks so
with the white
good.
Pants. Like, I'm in. Yeah. I'm already in. She just looks stunning.
And her skin is always without a single flaw.
And she bought some hair.
She did buy some hair.
Like, she just looks good.
Yeah, very good.
And
we're having a tailgate. My friends are over. We're just cooking.
Chilling in the backyard. Her brother?
That's my dream scenario.
Let's talk about her brother.
Her
brother needs to be on BIP.
Correct.
Or this season of The Bachelorette, except for if it was Ariel.
Yes.
I think he is definitely a batch contestant. Do we know if he's older or younger than her?
I wasn't paying attention. I was staring at him.
I was staring at his face because he's so pretty and they have the same mouth. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
I was like, I gotta say this for Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, just stunning. These are stunning children.
Yeah.
Her mom looks 40?
Yeah, I know. It was amazing.
Like, what?
Yeah.
So stunning.
And you know Zach was so stoked when he sat down and saw that she had white friends.
Oh my God. Yeah. Truth.
You know he was real nervous and then the nerves calmed down a little.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her friends were also quite hot.
Yeah. So. And very chill.
And very chill.
Very nice. Yeah.
I liked all their interactions. I don't really think any of it was that memorable.
Not honestly, I think this date and Kaidi's date I wrote the least because there was just nothing going on.
I know, and I was still reeling over Ariel.
So was I.
But this date does end in an I'm falling in love.
Yeah.
So points for charity.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really count for anything, but
additional points for charity. Heterosexuals co-opting the it's giving terminology is the future liberals want, and I'm so here for it.
I just can't wait to hear like a straight white male politician say like, the T is.
In this debate, it's coming. Really, it's giving one-sided. It's giving Republican heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just was, I loved when she was like, yeah, it was giving.
That gay vernacular really entering the mainstream. So and I am living.
Yeah, and then.
It is giving.
It is giving. And don't forget, they go to a super cool country line dance bar.
It was not cool.
I wanted to die.
It looked like a legion.
Yeah.
Like that also is a bowling alley.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. Mm-hmm. And also you could tell it was daytime, which is not generally the like clubbing.
Not the lighting. I don't wanna go out of a bar and then be blinded.
And then you can always tell when the producers are like, guys, really have fun.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and then they just turn on music and expect something to happen.
And we did have a D-list country, but we didn't get a label. So they're just.
Oh, and I assumed it was JP's cousin from Toronto.
Flew him all the way down. Fucking hell.
No, it was just over Zoom.
Yeah.
Because we're doing that now.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, she's falling in love, which we love, and off to Texas.
That was a good one.
You like that?
That was a good one.
That was easy. So we're going to Austin to see Kaidi.
Yeah.
Where they both now live. Welcome home, she says.
But she moved before she went on the show.
She's an unpacked. And she knew where Zach was from.
Fair.
And it wasn't like it was unrumored that he was the Bachelor.
So you think it was calculated.
Fuck yeah. She's crazy. I'm just kidding. No, I just think like, maybe she's a bit of a stage 5. A little clinger.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I do love that she basically invited him over to just set up her house.
Her hometown was, can you do this for me?
Can you build this IKEA furniture?
Very me.
I don't really want to.
Very me.
I hate building. I literally have an IKEA shelf in my house right now that I need to put together.
Do you remember when I cleaned out my storage room so that it would be nice and clean, and then instead I've got boxes of things I have yet to assemble in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guilty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I've said this so many times, and we need to actually address it, to be honest with you.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat.
He's a bad kisser.
Yeah.
Like, bad.
Not with all of them.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because he really just closes his mouth and, like, listen, I don't know.
I think I know what the problem is, but keep going.
I'm very grateful to have been complimented when I kiss people.
Yeah.
I also, you and I have kissed.
Yeah.
And it's great. Been fine. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. He doesn't push his lips out anywhere. He just kind of like smiles, closes his lips together, and flattens his mouth out. And it's awful.
Because I have a little bit of a theory.
Love.
So
other than he's gay.
I mean, that's my OG theory. That is still in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, you called Colton, didn't
you? I didn't.
Oh,
that was Billy Eichner. Yeah.
Close, same.
But I love that you think I'm Billy Eichner.
Without the coat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is, because personally, my kissing approach is always like listening and feeling, you know, what they're doing, what you're doing. And then like, if you want to do something, you start slow and then kind of turn the kiss your direction, yeah. more tongue, less tongue, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that just creates a holistic kissing experience for both parties.
Holistic, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one person going too hard and the other person going too soft doesn't work. One person too much tongue, one person no tongue.
The vibes have to match.
Yeah. The problem is that he's kissing so many women. So how can he accurately develop a consistent vibe?
Yeah, to match.
When every other day he has to reassess and recalculate, realign with the vibes. And some of these women aren't good kissers either.
Name one.
Charity. Sorry.
It's true.
But it might just be their kissing chemistry.
It could just be them together.
She is also so small.
He
has a huge face and mouth.
Tiny.
And she's so tiny. Yep. So I think maybe just logistically, their biology led to. But you always see Ariel going hard and him not really keeping up.
Yeah.
I think he's the best at kissing Gaby and Kaidi because they're the most boring.
Oh, my God,
I'm sorry, this is Joel's Kissing Corner.
It's true,
and
though.
I think I'm correct.
I think you are correct.
And that's big
Which facts. Is why I wanted to address... Which is why I wanted to address this.
Yeah.
Because it's been bothering me so
Fact
much.
Or facts, America.
Okay, now we're blending.
So I think that... I guess I'm sort of defending him in a way.
Yeah.
Even though in past seasons, we've seen the lead just be a good kisser overall and really like... get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think maybe he's not the one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So also I feel like him and Gaby are good at kissing, even though she's not a kisser.
I think that's why.
But I think maybe he's not either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think it's great for them.
But also with Kaidi, I noticed like on their last one-to-one that they were like, because they're like so horny for each other.
Yeah,
they were kissing.
Yeah.
It was different with them. So I don't know, but that's my theory.
That's Joel's hot take.
That's my hot take.
And that's valid.
Back to...
Kaidi.
Austin. Sorry. No, that was...
If you guys could watch Joel's mouth try to pronounce it.
Trembling.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so we got IKEA furniture. Love it. Fam time.
Grocery store time.
Who cares?
Buy a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, get some flowers. Put them in the vase. Build some IKEA. Okay, so now we go to meet the fam. And we meet...
Iconic mom.
My favorite mom.
Yeah, for sure.
Mom Anne, so fucking cute.
Yeah.
Also.
So real.
Kaidi's brother. Hot. So cute.
Cute.
Yes. Not but as hot as Charity.
But on the ranking.
Yes.
It goes Charity's brother, Ariel's brother, Kaidi's brother.
You think Ariel's brother was hotter?
I do.
I don't think so. Not for me.
Not
Maybe for me. If he had a beard.
Okay.
He had kind of a smarmy face to me.
Okay.
He wasn't unattractive, but
yeah.
I think Kaidi's brother was hotter. A little young, but hotter.
That's partially why I didn't find Kaidi's brother as
hot. Because he had a beard.
He also had, like, adult acne and looked 19.
Whatever.
So.
but yeah, Mom Anne seems so fucking excited.
And obsessed with her, like, IKEA built fucking the most basic cardboard modern farmhouse. Yeah, it's so bad.
It's like walking through the first floor of IKEA and, like, perusing through all the fake rooms.
It's giving... Here is a suburban neighborhood. The developer's building 50 houses.
Yeah.
This is one of the two options.
Yeah, yeah. You have two options for floors, two options for cabinets, two options for countertops.
Yeah.
And it's black or white.
It just was like, hey, Pinterest, show me a photo of a modern farmhouse. And they went, you mean this?
You mean this?
Like, not really, but it's doing the job.
Literally a photo from the IKEA catalog. Yeah. Yeah, I do think so. Mom is super excited, but she also serves some realness when she's talking to Zach. And she really kind of gets to the point.
Yeah.
But also she loves him.
She does.
She's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Because when she goes to talk to Kaidi afterwards, she's gushing.
Well, and she can see when she was like, I've never seen her be this touchy.
The physicality.
The physicality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because her hands were like
inside
all
inside
his leg.
Yeah.
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 And vice versa. Like they were just.
Inside of each other.
Well, not right in front of mom.
And not
this
next week either.
Well, we don't know that. Previews. The previews lead us to believe many things.
It was fine.
It was fine.
Helen did a good job.
I think the mom was the best part.
Me too.
And we didn't really see much of anybody else.
Well, except for her aunt or her mom's friend.
I don't know.
I didn't pay attention.
Me neither.
Being like, but are you in love with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck off, Janet.
Yeah.
But the date ended with Kaidi saying, falling in love.
Falling in love.
Very critical.
Yeah.
So
mage, if you will.
Normally,
yeah,
I would say that at least one of the girls that did not say it were going to go home. However, plot twist, not what happened.
Not what happened. And what happened, Joel?
Devastation. That's what happened. Okay, so let's jump. Are we going to jump to the rose ceremony?
Yeah.
Well, we are kind of flying through this, but it's kind of easy.
What else is there to talk about?
I know. Okay, so we go to the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Because there's only four of them, I thought we could do a full rundown of the dresses.
Oh, yes!
Okay. And because I'm a little pissed off that we didn't get a dress parade at the Women Tell All.
I know.
Because I couldn't see what any of them were wearing.
I know.
I could only see the top, like the bustiers and the top, and that's it. So I really want, come on, ABC. Come on, ABC batch.
Give the gays what they want.
We want fashion. Or we want to make fun of the lack of fashion.
Yeah.
One or the, both. We want both.
Yeah.
We want it all.
We just need the opportunity.
Okay, so first to walk in, Gaby.
Oh.
She's wearing purpley blue, which looks, the color is beautiful.
Yeah.
I do really like the neckline, strapless.
But it's set too high. She's pulled it up too high on her chest.
Yes. And it's cheap. It looks cheap.
And it's like a weird, wasn't it like mid-length? It wasn't
it
short,
was
it wasn't long.
It was below the knee, but not long.
Blech.
Yeah, it was T-length.
Blech.
Not my fave. But I liked that length better than some other dresses.
Yeah.
First of all, like, I immediately just thought Le Chateau sales rack.
100%.
And then I was like, oh, nostalgia.
And well, maybe Le Chateau is so successful in Pittsville because it's either that or like H&M.
Do you not think that if Le Chateau opened a new store and sold the exact same clothes they were selling in 2009 right now, they would be sold out?
I don't.
Yes. Shiny shirts and all.
You've never triggered me so hard in my life.
I know. This is our trauma.
Do you know 3 out of 5 of my outfit pieces for my graduation were Le Chateau?
Yeah.
Including the shiny bright blue shirt.
So me and Thomas met working at Joey's, a restaurant here in Canada. And did you know who made all the shirts I used to wear? Jellies?
Le Chateau.
Because there was a Le Chateau across the street.
Yes, there was.
Next to the Bebe. Neither of which are still there.
Nope.
But yeah, I used to go across the street whenever my shirt would start falling apart and go buy the same shirt 100 times.
Oh,
yes.
That for you.
I mean, they fit great.
They did.
It was always cut a little more Italian, so they were slimmer and had long arms.
Yep.
And so they actually fit me. Whereas like a standard dress shirt from anywhere else was always boxy and the sleeves didn't fit and I couldn't get the neck done up.
It's so hard for you.
Oof, these proportions. okay, so...
Who's next?
Kaidi was next. So wait. I know what you're going to say.
Camera pan up. Drama.
So when she walked in, we only saw the top part.
Iconic.
Asymmetrical, black,
ruching
on the boob, shoulder pad, high pone.
Yeah.
The hair was, I was living for the hair.
Yeah.
Then when we panned down, it's too short.
We got disappointed.
Ugly.
Yeah.
High metallic side zipper.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It should, you know what it could, it should have been? Corpse Bride's really beautiful black gown
with
just
back.
That top.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a gown. I was like, this should be on the floor.
This needs to be gowns. It's the top four.
I think so too. This is glamour.
This is, yeah.
And you've had time to plan and you've had time to see what all the other girls are wearing.
And
so no excuses.
You can pull out of your own fucking closet because you're actually at home.
And she's in boxes, but.
Yeah.
Heidi's
sorry,
still,
the theory.
Heidi's still in boxes, but, you know. Okay, so next, Ariel walks in.
Oh.
Which I think...
I loved it.
I loved it, too. I think it was very reserved for Ariel. If we look at the fashion of her whole season, where she's been in gold, she's been in florals, she's been in lace, she's been in whips and chains, she's been in everything. Leather, you know?
Yeah.
This was just a simple A-line, like, was it connected?
Well,
it was a bit collar.
It was a collar. And I think
collar.
It was a, but I think it was also like a long, really skinny, almost like scarf drape style behind her.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. To be honest, her hair was kind of covering if there was or wasn't a strap.
Yeah.
I didn't really know. I don't think there was.
No.
But I thought she looked beautiful. The best part of her look for me was her makeup.
Yeah.
Cause it was so like sparkly and bronzy.
Yes. Yeah.
And she looked so fucking pretty. And her lips, her nude lip.
Yep.
With the high gloss. I love.
I know. We're a fan.
Okay. And then last was Charity, whose dress I did not enjoy until I saw it with better lighting.
Yes, that's when you came to my house.
When I came here, he was just wrapping up watching the episode, and I thought she was wearing gray, but it was actually aubergine.
Or like a Bordeaux.
Yeah. Purpley, yeah. I think now, after seeing it in better lighting, that was the best dress for me, was Charity's.
I mean, I think it's between Charity and Ariel.
Yes.
For me. Charity had a better dress. I'm just biased.
I do think they all looked quite stunning. They all obviously like had time to get ready and like at the hotel and like they were all separate, obviously. So, which is nice for them. So they all looked very stunning. And some of them got more hair, which I always like.
Yeah.
For TV. But yeah, I don't.
Just more technical difficulties, but don't worry. We're here again.
Okay. So we're going to back up in just a sec. And so we're talking about who went home.
Yep.
Okay. So I thought Ariel was going home.
Me too.
Just based on the date, even though the date went well, she did not say she was falling in love.
And his brother scared the shit out of Zach.
And Batch Nation.
Yep.
So I just, in my mind, I was like, Ariel's been my number one girl, like almost since the very beginning. And so I was really thinking it was her. And then he sent home Charity.
He called Ariel first. That blew me away.
And he called Gaby last.
Yes.
Both of those were really weird to me.
I know.
I thought it was going to be Kaidi, Gaby, Ariel.
Well, we thought it was going to be Kaidi, Gaby, Charity.
Kaidi, Gaby, Charity was what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I know.
When the first girl he picks is the girl he thinks going home?
We're thrown for a loop.
I was thrown for a loop. Yeah. Bye-bye, Charity.
Oh, well.
But not for long.
Not for long.
We love Charity.
We do.
Like, that's a good girl.
That's a good girl.
I think so.
That's my girl.
When he was saying goodbye to her and says, I might not have made the right choice. Fuck off, Zach.
Not the right time.
That was the worst thing to say. No. That was the wrong thing to say.
You know, I know that nobody likes to hear this, but like, you know, you deserve whatever, blah, blah. Like, I just can't love you the way you deserve. Triggering.
I think it was kind of mean.
Yeah.
Like,
and triggering. Yeah.
For her, especially.
And for me!
Also, when people say things like, I just can't give you the love you deserve, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Nothing. That's just...
It's a cop-out.
It's like a trope at this point.
Yeah.
And
it's the new, well, we should just stay friends.
Ooh. Yeah. Or, nice to see you, let's go for coffee sometime.
Never.
I never say that.
No.
Because I never mean it. So I never say it. So Charity gets in the limo. She's so fucking classy.
Mm-hmm. She held it together so well the whole time.
Light tears in the car,
mm-hmm.
but not mad at herself.
Hair to one side.
She's looking pristine.
Yep.
Looking like a bachelorette audition. Et voila.
Oh, you don't say.
What a great segue into the Women Tell All. Because that's right, folks. We just finished ep one of two.
And these bitches are telling all.
I mean, they didn't tell that much.
No, they didn't.
It was, I don't actually have that much notes.
Lack of closure it would be the theme of this
episode. I think highly, lack of closure, and a lack of closure for me, I'm not getting to see the dresses.
Yeah.
Because I feel open and exposed.
Joel will be writing a letter to Mike Fleiss directly.
I'm going to write a letter, a strongly worded letter to JP. But it won't be about the dresses. It'll just be about his personality. So, like, the whole beginning section of the Women Tell All was basically just, like, everyone ganging up on Anastasia.
Well, first of all, you missed the watch party tour.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to talk about that.
No one cares.
And I love that this show has fans. Great. Yep. We know this.
Yeah.
And obviously, they've done this on past seasons, and apparently that's gone over well, or fans liked that.
Yeah.
So, but, like, I could have fast-forwarded through this.
The only notes I took was a white girl with a small dog named Coco, groundbreaking.
An ugly small dog named Coco.
Uh-huh.
And I love all dogs.
Uh-huh.
That was an ugly dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
No, we're talking about the girls.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so Anastasia just gets grilled.
Steamrolled.
Destroyed by these women. Like, seven of them are yelling at her. They hate her.
Good.
And I think the weird thing is sometimes you think, oh, maybe they just got a bad edit. No. It's clear that these women do not like her.
And you know what? Anastasia does nothing to redeem herself.
She did not. She, at the very end, she stopped talking.
Correct.
And that was the best thing she could have done.
Her face, her attitude, her response, her unwillingness to defend herself in a really articulate way. She honestly really looks like Blair Waldorf, and she acts like Blair Waldorf.
Absolutely she does.
Yeah.
And I have also never seen Gossip Girl.
No, she's a Leighton Meester for sure.
Okay, so I wanted to touch on Genevieve's comment about racism and microaggressions.
I love that you want to do that.
And, like, I think, like, all the black girls on the cast coming together to have this be a moment was really important.
Fucking cool, too. Well articulated.
Do I think that Anastasia went there intentionally? No. But. But I think she should have the know-with-all, especially knowing that you're going to be in a cast of diverse people, that you need to be careful.
I think.
And you're being filmed.
Yes.
And they're going to use any snippet of anything they can to create drama against you. And so she just didn't get it.
She knew what she was doing, but she didn't realize she was being racist.
Yes.
She knew that she was manipulating the situation to benefit herself, yes. but didn't take her... She's so self-absorbed that she didn't realize.
No idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. She had no idea.
Exactly.
I wasn't defending her. I just don't think she's that smart.
Oh, no, I agree. she's clearly not.
At all. I also love that they all went in on her about, like, the fact that she doesn't have any followers.
Oh, my God.
And apparently that was the only reason she's there.
Yeah. And her boyfriend with her dog.
Which was like, Kat, shut up.
Yeah. Madison. Madison got her time.
Who?
Madison.
Who? I know.
Our queen. Justice for Madison. Madison for Bip.
Honestly, I would enjoy Madison on Bip because I think she would self-elive day one.
Yeah.
Like she did this time.
Mm-hmm. Because she'd want to kiss someone the first night.
Poorly.
Poorly.
Okay, so then we swiftly, not so swiftly, move to Brooklyn versus Corpse Bride.
First of all, you're completely brushing over Christian Evandrell.
I'm brushing over certain things on purpose.
Okay. Okay, go. You can lead. Yeah, you lead.
But I guess we can talk about Christian Evandrell. I feel like we've just given so much time to Christian Evandrell.
She doesn't deserve time. I know.
Honestly, she didn't say anything.
No.
They all gave their 2 cents on how she was behaving and whatever. And then she didn't really defend herself.
No.
And didn't really say anything redeeming. And then just made more goofy facial expressions at the camera in an ugly dress. And we moved on to Brooklyn versus Corpse Bride.
And I could not have been more pleased. Thank you for addressing Christina Mendrell, that's all.
I was thinking that she was going to go out of her way.
To try to pull focus.
And to get a redemption arc.
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? I would.
Well, I think she noticed on the watching herself back how victimizing herself didn't work because all the girls just walked past her when she was crying on the floor.
Sure. And she did give a weak-ass attempt at some sort of not quite there apology.
Yeah, wasn't it like learning about herself or something?
Basically like, I'm sorry you guys felt that way.
Yeah. Very me. Very me apology.
I was thinking what she should have done for the redemption arc, even if it was just a small moment, was just to say sorry.
Yeah.
Hmm. Classic. Mm-hmm. So simple.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you're right. Her head's way too far up her own ass.
Yeah.
She has no idea.
She's a fully self-absorbed weirdo.
And she doesn't care.
No. No.
It was my assessment.
Yeah.
Okay, now can we talk about Broken and Corpse Bride?
Yeah, we can!
I didn't really write any notes, but the theme of this moment was that Brooklyn was too harsh.
And Brooklyn was like...
Never back down.
And?
In fact, she repeated the things that she said that were the controversial statements.
And I'd say it again.
And I'd say it again. I actually like both of them more now.
Yeah, I mean, I've never not liked Corpse Bride. I just like calling her
by her teeth.
Her dead mouth. Yeah.
Also, in the stage lighting, her teeth looked very white.
They looked alive, to be fair, yes. That doesn't matter. That doesn't negate her name, first of all.
No.
Yeah, I love that Brooklyn the whole time was like, I
said what I said.
Literally, I just like to address a situation, and I addressed that situation. Are we done?
Yeah.
Like she was like, and?
I do agree with Kat when she said like, yeah, it was fine in the moment. We apologize. Thought it was buried. Then you fucking brought it up for the next 3 days nonstop.
Yeah.
That I don't agree with. I know. It's funny. And it's, but that kind of leans a little towards like bullying.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
I'm here for it.
I mean, isn't bullying the basis of reality television
isn't
drama?
Isn't that why I like to watch television? Yeah. From the victim to...
Yeah, clearly they're not BFFs, and they didn't actually resolve anything.
Correct.
And I'm glad that Christina Mendrell was sitting between them.
And I can't wait to see them on the beach.
Yes. Do you think they'll be coming down the stairs together holding hands?
No.
Do you think they'll be in a love triangle? I fucking hope so.
I hope so.
Oh, man, do I hope so.
Yep. Or is it going to be like Sinead and what's her name?
Genevieve. BFFs on the beach.
Now they're BFFs and they date the twins.
I would love that. I just love friendship.
We should be the story producers to create the arcs on these shows.
Listen, we might be the story producers. We are talking about this summer. So when we see the things that we're predicting happening on the beach, we did it. It was us.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're exactly, right.
Thomas, that's delusion. Okay, what's next?
What's next is some of the early girls, of which none of us know their names, were really gunning for camera time.
And also, we also noticed how few girls were there.
Yeah, where was America's Rose?
Brianna.
Davia the Diva?
Morning Balin.
Where were they?
Wherefore art thou? Where? Morning Balin.
Yeah, literally.
It's like a poem.
Yeah.
A soliloquy.
Don't know.
Yeah, these like night one girls really were trying to get their two cents in, and all the other girls were like, you don't even know.
All the other girls were like, who are you?
Yeah. Go home, night one.
Yeah. Well, at least he sent me home, night one, got to know you, and then sent you home. I literally made it to 5th, so...
That's not really a burn.
You made it to 30th.
You made it to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up next, and our first hot seat of the evening.
BB.
Bird Bones. Who, by the way, Jess, and this is directly addressed to you, Jess, our Jess, not Bird Bones, Jess.
Yeah.
How healthy did she look?
Robust.
She looked healthy. She looked awake. She looked strong.
Bright. Good skin.
Great skin.
New hair color.
New hair. Full face.
Kind of a honey blonde. Yeah. She looked nourished.
Yeah. She-
Left. She, you know what? Maybe she saw herself back on camera and thought, wow, I look frail.
Maybe I'll get a couple IVs.
Maybe I'll like, I don't know, lift more than 2.5 pounds.
And she really carried her presence over to the hot seat. She did not need to be blown.
I don't think she needed to be in the hot seat.
No. Over what?
I didn't understand why they didn't have her talk to Zach.
Well, they did, but he only kind of semi-addressed her for 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But like, I like when the hot seat is like with him.
Me too.
But that's better.
Yeah.
Because then there's like, at least maybe there would have been some closure because we got zero closure. What we learned is that she learned a lot from the experience. Great.
I just want someone to fight for me. When you're fighting against 10 other women for attention, it's not going to happen.
Yes.
Bird Bones.
They there was literally no resolution. The conclusion was that they both said what they said. But she's so strong and has so many tears.
Yeah. And he also validated her the entire time, but didn't validate her when she needed it.
When they showed that montage, they gave Bird Bones a full fucking montage. And part of the montage was her saying that he constantly validates
like,
her.
Like, literally could.
So then that leading into their final conversation makes no fucking sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because the whole final conversation was how much she didn't feel validated.
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
I'm like, pick one, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I know it's editing, but like, I don't know what your narrative is here. I don't know. Correct. If you were you trying to steer it some direction and then you just fell off a cliff?
Yeah.
Not sure. Blew off the cliff. Sorry.
Tripped and fell just, and just. Yeah. As a piece of paper slowly falls down like Humble a feather.
Weed. Yeah.
Next hot seat.
Greer.
Miss Left in Estonia.
Miss Abandoned in Estonia.
Miss I Love Tea and Should Have Got the Spoiled Date because that's my personality.
No, Miss, it wasn't about the tea. Which I think she needed to say because of the bad edit she got.
Yeah.
Because of what she had said and how fucking selfish she sounded when Gaby was happy after the tea and whatever princess date.
How long do you think Jesse just stared at her after her montage until...
Oh, 45 to 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Just pure awkward silence.
Yeah.
Just dead air.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So she's crying. Tears. But then also was like, well, we couldn't really pursue our connection. So,
Yeah, it was a bit of...
girl, you just cried for like so long for like the first 3 minutes of this. And now you're like, but it's fine.
Yeah. And then... The reveal.
Yeah, you... I didn't know about this.
None of us knew about this. Yeah. I don't even think Jess knew about
this. But we love a controversy.
We love a controversy, especially one a la racially insensitive Rachel.
Well,
because now I think she becomes racially insensitive Greer.
Yes. Self-proclaimed racist Greer.
You're not wrong. Like, that was wild. So what happened? She defended her friend doing blackface.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the post. I don't give a shit. What other 22-year-old white girl hasn't made a racial joke? Like, sorry, but it's kind of...
And posted it.
Yep.
Yes.
A little par for the course.
Now, I don't know. We didn't get a timeline for this. Like, was this last year? Was this 5 years ago? Because remember after that one season, Justin got in shit for tweets he made when he was 12.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Is your frontal lobe fully developed is it?
Making a like slightly homophobic comment when you're 12 on Twitter, I don't know if that needs to fully come back and cancel you when you're 27.
Yeah.
Obviously, thank you for deleting and thank you for admitting. But, you know, this seemed a little bit different. And because we've seen racial insensitivity in recent past, last year on
and
the show.
And addressed directly by Jesse Palmer himself that we, and I quote, our franchise has done a poor job at tackling these issues in the past.
Big facts. Well, and I will say, like, even when racially insensitive Rachel was going through her conversation about all of this and talking about her learning and all the work she'd been doing and blah, 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 I don't think they really approached it from the right angle. The right angle is direct.
Yep.
Not like flowery language, not sugarcoating anything, not making any sort of excuses or, you know, exceptions for yourself. It is, this is what happened.
Yep.
This is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I did this. I'm sorry. I'm now doing this.
And she kind of did that.
Yes. That's exactly what Greer did.
I defended my friend who was racist. That me defending her was racist. I read lectures. I spoke to Dr. Banks. Snaps for Dr. Banks.
We love Dr. Banks.
We love Dr. Banks.
Can she be on the beach?
Yeah. Like, can she be the new bartender?
Yes. And Wells be the host?
Thank you.
The format.
Coming
this summer.
Dr. Banks really floored the rest of the girlies and was like, yeah, apologies are not just performing.
Right.
And I was like, slay them.
Yes.
Yeah. So very, you know what? Good for Greer.
This was obviously rehearsed.
Yeah.
You could just tell that this was like a media moment.
She hit her points.
She hit all of her points.
As you mentioned.
But she did it with conviction. And, you know, it's not really for me to forgive her.
Yeah.
As a white person.
No.
But I'm glad that she went there, addressed it, took it on head on. I can really respect her for doing that on national television. And she's only going to come out looking better because of this.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be the goal.
It always is.
But it always is.
Yeah.
It's social media, please.
Really doing anything for that flat tummy tea.
Oh my God.
Because she loves tea.
Well, she's not getting the sugar bear hair pills. doesn't have good hair.
She no. But it did look all like it was hers tonight.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Next up in the hot seat, our dead queen herself.
Kitty Cat Corpse Bride.
Kitty
Cat. Meow. Tears.
Lots of tears. Clearly not over Zach.
Wow, no.
Clearly feels continuously wronged.
When the montage of her experience ended, she was verklempt. Is that the word?
Verklempt?
Yeah. She was beside her. She couldn't breathe.
Oh, she was gobsmacked.
Yes. So...
Yeah, she's pissed.
She did pull it together quickly.
Yeah.
But she was not feeling very good.
No.
And was very devo.
Needs some closure.
However...
Doesn't get it.
However...
However...
It. However...
Does get...
A mom
out of it.
So early in the season, she talked about how her and her mom were quite estranged and had a horrible time growing up together or whatever as a mom and daughter relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after her being on the show and talking about it with Zach and being vulnerable, the family's back together. Which we love.
We love.
It's nice.
For other people.
There's still time, Thomas. You too could go on a reality show.
Can't wait.
Talk. Just kidding.
That's kind of all she really gets.
And I'm good with that.
Yeah, I don't know. She yeah. See you on the beach.
Not memorable. I don't even remember what she was wearing.
Gray. She's wearing gray.
Meh.
With her dead teeth.
Up next, our girl, Charity.
Charity. Who, and I'm sure we'll go over it. I mean, we're already, 57 minutes in. Who knew you and I could find time to talk for so long?
Well, this is two episodes.
This is two. We're covering. That's valid.
4 hours of television we're covering.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah. Tied for best dressed.
Ooh. Yeah.
With Mercedes.
Oh my God. Mercedes looked so fucking good.
Yeah.
And she stood up and we got to see her dress.
Yep. Anyway.
She was not in the hot seat.
Nope. Charity, the only one wearing white.
I will say, actually, when the group of girls were there on stage, mm-hmm. Mercedes doing nothing
pulled
my eye.
Yep.
Every time I was like, she was wearing red.
And
hair.
The top of it was like corseted. So she had to sit up.
Boobs forward for sure. But also just like the drape of this little sleeve.
She's a fucking stunner. Yeah.
Stupid hot.
Diva.
Yeah. I just kept looking at her because some of the other girls still didn't get the memo on what a dress is.
Yeah.
So Charity takes the hot seat in this white.
Ugh. Bridal white.
She looks so good. This dress is a little complicated for me. It's a bikini.
Oh yeah, it goes.
It's a skirt.
But I kind of like it.
It's cutouts. It was.
It's a little Star Wars-y.
Oh my God.
It's a little bit Leia. Yeah. Or like a Padme.
No, just a little bit Leia.
Yeah.
But then again, with her high ponytail, which she is kind of iconically known for now.
Yeah, it is like her
by us.
Yeah.
The look was together.
Yeah.
It was together. No crumbs.
It was right. She ate. It was giving bridal. It was giving next bachelorette.
I don't think it was giving bridal.
It was giving next bachelorette.
It was giving next bachelorette. Yeah. Basically, from her segment, we learned that she's
ready.
Was heartbroken,
but she's done the work.
But she's doing amazing. And I remember this because when. This was the same thing that I was laughing and I was thinking about this and I needed to talk about it. So when they announced...
Joel put his phone down, by the way.
When they announced that Becca was going to be the bachelorette after Ari's season.
Yep.
They did like a 15-minute emotional like montage and then about the whole breakup, which was on TV.
I feel like I remember
this. Because he picked her.
Yeah.
They were engaged.
Then he picked Lauren
instead and broke up with her. And it was like a 40-minute television segment.
We watched it together.
It was crazy.
It was great.
So that was... We rewatched that. Then we had this full sob story about Becca. Then like 35 seconds later, we find out she's going to be the next bachelorette. And she's doing amazing! And I thought this was giving very that energy. And in that moment, I knew immediately that Charity was going to be the next bachelorette.
Really?
Yes. I was like, they gave her the first word, the last word.
Yes.
Middle words.
And she's doing amazing.
Best dressed. And she's doing amazing.
And she's ready to really find her person now.
I believe. I know personally I'm a bit devastated for Ariel because I really wanted Ariel to be the next bachelorette.
But we also want her to own the beach.
I do agree. Yes. And I do think Ariel could still be a future bachelorette.
Yeah.
That door is not closed.
No, it never closes. Look at fucking Claire Crawley.
There you go. And Tayshia even. Like.
Yeah, but she was more recent.
I know, but she wasn't picked to be the bachelorette. No. And then she was picked. But yeah, so I think I'm a little bit sad for Ariel. Do I think this is the last we are going to see of Ariel? Absolutely not.
It better not be.
It will not be. I'm willing it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm predicting the beach.
We manifest, yeah.
Yeah, we're manifesting the beach. But this 180 from I was heartbroken to I'm doing amazing is the bachelorette moment for Charity.
Yeah.
No closure.
No.
But we don't need it because she's doing amazing.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Well, then Zach comes out.
Okay. Zach does not come in. Because the Zach I know has a fade. the Zach I know is about 8 hot points hotter than this guy who came on the stage.
Yeah, he just looks so
boring.
Socially awkward kid in your math class.
Who hasn't had a haircut in 3 months.
Yet sucks.
You aren't going on TV. We already gave you rave reviews.
Yeah, and you saw them.
You saw our Instagram. I put a poll.
Tagged you, and you saw it.
With a buzzer. Hello. Yeah. Yeah. I see you, Zach. Yeah. I see you be seeing me.
Yeah. Ugh. I know.
So to me, Zach wasn't even there.
He looked awful.
He looked fine. Actually, no, he did look awful. The haircut was wrong. The suit was ugly.
Yeah.
The weird stitching on the suit. It looked honestly like a suit made on Project Runway in last minute.
Uh-huh. And he had to be awkward about the term sex week 7 times.
Oh my God. I mean, I disagree with them using that as the name of this.
Well, that grandma in the audience doesn't disagree.
I mean, she was wearing a shirt that they gave her.
Every time the camera was on her, she was like, sex week?
Yeah. So Zach is on stage. It's fine. Him and JP have a long hug. It's very strange.
It's giving blowies.
Yeah. And then we proceed to have him talk to the girls, but really say absolutely nothing.
Like, less than nothing.
Like, I literally wrote, no closure for Kat. No closure for Charity.
No closure
for Bird Bones. Clears the air?
No, doesn't.
No!
It was very, he would make a great governor.
Or a terrible governor.
No, great governor.
He would get elected.
Yeah, correct.
But he would be terrible.
Yeah, because he just doesn't say anything.
He won't do anything.
Doesn't say a single fucking thing.
Classique. Yeah.
Bloopers and funny moments. Shout out to Mercedes for
twerking it.
For twerking and then snot rocketing out her nose.
Oh my God. What did she call it? The farmer's blow.
Ew.
Yeah. I thought that was something else.
Girls twerk.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. After 11 o'clock on HBO.
Yes.
What else happened? No, I don't care.
Then it kind of ends, but then we get the announcement backstage.
Yeah, the super not at all obvious announcement that we could never have guessed.
So they literally took Charity out of the group of 20 women, put her in a room alone with producers, and told her, we're going to play some game. And she's like, okay.
Joel, you're fucking okay.
And the last question of the game, it was like a this or that game. Just like so fucking cheese ball. And the last question was Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise? She picked the right answer, Bachelorette.
No, then, the right answer was Bachelor in Paradise because the right answer for us was Ariel being Bachelorette.
I digress. That's big facts.
I digress.
But Charity is now officially the Bachelorette. I'm not mad. I'm happy.
I'm fine with it.
I just think the men they're going to pick for her...
Are going to be...
Hot. Stupid hot.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait.
We need, like, Justin...
Wait, what's her job? Marketing?
Something.
E-commerce?
Fill time? Fill time?
I just think they're going to pick some quality, attractive, diverse men for Charity.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited. I just think we need it.
She's a family therapist. Okay, honestly, work.
Oh, yeah, remember earlier, we do need her on the beach.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do need her on the beach.
That beach needs a fucking therapist. Do you think she's gonna counsel these men?
Oh, yeah.
To her heart.
As the Bachelorette, Lawson is searching for a life partner who loves dogs, thrifting, and a good tailgate.
Same.
But above all else, is honest, empathetic, and values her for who she is.
Oh, I do love thrifting.
Me too.
So congrats, Charity.
Congrats to Charity.
Very excited to see how that unfolds. Bachelorette seasons usually are a little shorter as well,
yeah.
Which we like. Because get to it. Yeah. Also, the women are better at picking.
Yep.
Just in general.
Yeah. And if we're back to format,
yes.
Carrying a traditional format with Charity at the head, please.
At the helm.
Sorry, thank you. At the helm. I love it. Fuck you.
You corrected me.
That's true.
And I was wrong.
I know. Yeah, we're here for you, Charity.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, do we do, like, roses of the week or, like... I think we should maybe, let's just talk about who we think is going to win.
I think you think it's Gaby.
I think it's Gaby.
We think it's Gaby and Kaidi. I think it's, I don't know. I want it to be so neither of them.
Should we touch on the preview a little bit?
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going to happen, but clearly Zach claimed that, boldly claimed that this was going to be no sex sex week. No sex in the fantasy suites. Then obviously he fucks somebody or multiple, but not Gaby. That was clear. Yeah. That she has the first one-to-one. Again, she has the first fantasy suite. She had the first date this week. Something's weird there. Maybe she doesn't get picked. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't pick him. Okay, well, now I don't know.
I know.
Honestly, it could be Ariel.
The fact that he picked Ariel's rose first.
That threw me off major.
Just could not have thrown a bigger curveball.
Yeah. After watching Monday's episode, I was 100% sure it was going to be Gaby.
Whoa.
I was like, oh, after watching the preview for next week, not so sure. And with the combination of the Ariel first rose, now I'm kind of thinking, is Kaidi going to get eliminated or is Gaby going to self-elim?
Oh my God. Only time will tell.
Self-eliminating at the final three has happened. And it's always crazy because I always think like, what if he was going to pick that girl?
Yes.
And now he has to just pick someone else?
Yeah.
It happened with Desiree's season years ago. This one guy, Brooks, bailed in the Bahamas or wherever they were, or whatever, Mauritius or wherever they were.
St. Thomas.
Then she picked the other guy, but they're still married and have two kids. And this is like 10 years later.
Whoa.
So, and again, the Bachelorettes are better at picking a final.
Statistically.
A suitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really actually don't know. I just, for some reason, I still think it's Gaby. I want Ariel to be everything.
Yeah, but we don't want her to win because she's too good for Zach.
She's going to date him for like 2 weeks. She's way too much for him.
She's going to peg him and then chuck him.
And then he'll probably call up Kaidi.
And she'll take him.
Because she's in Austin.
Yeah.
She's just down the road. She just moved in. And he knows where she lives. They went to her house.
Yeah.
Earlier this week.
Yeah. And there it is. Well.
All right.
We really did it.
I think we killed.
Jess, are you proud?
Jess, call in.
Please.
Also, Bird Bones Jess, call in.
Bird Bones Jess, I would do anything for you to call in.
I didn't think that Bird Bones Jess needed a glow up, but she definitely had a little glow up. The one thing I will, let's leave on this note, no glitter.
I know.
Bird Bones, that's what we expect from you.
Bird Bones, you literally told people not to dull your sparkle, and there you are, dulling your own sparkle.
You didn't wear the glitter.
Can't believe it.
Ugh, never dull my sparkle.
Well, next week, can't wait to find out who he doesn't fuck.
Right.
Social, we hate The Bachelor on Instagram. You can email me if you want. I mean, we've been getting DMs, but no emails. Like, just saying, it's like an idea to do.
But you know what? I think DMs are the new email.
True. Slide into those DMs.
Slide
we actually
in, guys.
Are obsessed when we get them.
We're too excited.
Talk to us.
This is when Thomas hits that octave I was talking about last week.
Yeah, it's true.
It's very that.
It is very that. Well, see you next week.
Bye.
For Sex Week.
Sex Week.